talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, and we're back on this Getaway Friday for the home stretch here. Last hour, Friday, February 17th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. In studio today, Exchange Club with the Weasel Boy for all those years on WNCI. And for a short stint with us a few years ago. First time back in the studio today since 2019. Now, will Abby join us? I don't know if she's back in town or not. If she is, she'll come in. We've got all these opinion questions that have been submitted by listeners. So there you go. And also, the phone lines remain open if you have anything to say or any questions you have. 740-383-9944. That is the number. We are in the studio today. 740-383-9944 is our friend in Idaho listening. You'd want to talk to Calvin in Idaho.
Yeah, because there's not a Calvin I've never met, and I've met, what I say, four Calvins. I get along with all, they're all the same.
You said that. Now, why is that a thing?
I don't know. I feel like all Calvins are usually left-handed. And their personality. I feel like if you're a parent and you're naming your kid Calvin, it's because you know somebody else named Calvin, so it's generational.
So why does this mean they like you?
Calvins and Chads always get along. Look it up.
Really?
Google it.
So now, do you have any illnesses?
Why? Because I'm scratching my chest. Like,
I wonder what you're doing. Are you fidgeting?
So I'm on blood pressure medicine now.
Really?
Yep. I take listen.
You have high blood pressure.
I do. Imagine that.
My God.
I'm losing my hair.
It's all straight up in the air.
That's my middle name. But listen, in the back here, see this little quarter-like area? It's thin, and I don't know how to get that back.
You can't.
I've got the paint.
Think you're in trouble.
No, but I'm embracing it. You know, I'm 44 years old. I feel good about it.
Do you?
Yeah, I take my clothes off. I look in the mirror. I'm okay with it.
We're talking about your hair on your head.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm the full deal. I'm the full package.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it would be good anymore. I don't think you'd get those groupies that you had before.
You want to see it?
You have groupies?
No.
No, I don't think you do.
No,
I wouldn't tell the wife that. I wouldn't tell the wife that.
No, she's my only groupie.
All right. Well, so you say.
I'm her groupie. Is that thing?
I don't think so. Yeah. We still don't have the other two presidents. This bothers me because the toughest presidents of all time, with President's Day coming up Monday, the toughest presidents of all time, Reagan 1, Teddy Roosevelt 2, Nixon 4, Lincoln 5, Washington 7. Who are the other two? 740-383-9944.
Give out a hint, maybe.
They were a president.
I mean, on top of that, like maybe initial? Decade?
Well, that's a giveaway.
It is. So there's nothing really you can say without...
No, I don't want to give it away. There's only two left. We got through five of them in the first hour. Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, Nixon, Washington, and Lincoln. But there are two others. Toughest, which I guess is really...
Household names? Because some presidents are not. You know that. Household names?
Yeah, the two that are left, people would know.
All right.
Yep. 740-383-9944. Or if you have an opinion question on anything, feel free. Or if you have a comment on anything, feel free. We'd love to hear you. 740-383-9944. What do you make of the reporter who was jailed in East Palestine at the DeWine press conference?
I watched the video. I'm not sure how I feel about the auditor people. You know, like they go in, audit people. It seems like a lot of officials don't know the law of the government buildings or whatever, but I just think that was really aggressive. You know, but some of these people put them... I don't know, Scott. Like, do I agree with reporters going in there getting aggressive, saying whatever because of the First Amendment? I still think there's a respect level to this.
Was he aggressive?
I on the video, no, but they just wanted him out of there. So that's why I just... You know, DeWine issued an apology, but no, that man shouldn't have went to jail.
Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say Jackson?
Nobody has said Jackson, and he's not on the list. Hey, did you ever listen to Weasel Boy here?
No, she didn't.
Never heard of him.
See?
No, and I can understand why.
She drinks, Scott.
Thank you.
See, she's a Crown Royal. I can hear it in her voice.
Oh, you
Buy
scared her off.
Cigarettes.
You scared her
Crown
off.
Crown Royal, ginger ale, couple cherries.
Scared her off.
She's got two kids.
You got no fans. You got no fans.
I never had fans. Maybe I should join OnlyFans.
I think maybe you should.
What is that, though? I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
So what'd you make of the reporter situation in East Palestine?
I don't know. He should not. I just think that escalated. I think there's a lot of people that don't know the laws with the government buildings, and you start to get these people on TikTok that audit the law enforcement, the or whatever. It's just a tough situation. So, people, you know, at that point, what do you do?
I thought the reporter was just doing a live spot, wasn't he?
I don't know. Sometimes they do live. I think you're right. He was just doing a commercial, but it escalated quickly, and they wanted him out of there. But I think the law of the Constitution with that is it's a government building. They have the right to be in there.
So is Mike DeWine at fault for this?
He's taking the heat for it, like the apology. I don't know where it came down from, but, I mean, the facade is him. So, yeah.
That's trouble. Now, by the way, the question is, we had Jackson. It's not Jackson. Who is the toughest president? Now, we have a list of seven here. Reagan was one. Teddy Roosevelt was two. Nixon was four. Lincoln was five. Washington was seven. Who are three and six, the toughest presidents? 740-383-9944. Or if you have a question in regard to anything else, feel free. We'd love to hear from you.
And by the way, me saying that lady, I didn't say she's not an alcoholic. She just drinks a little bit on
you
Friday.
You can't offend the callers. Then nobody else wants to call
she
in because
chuckled.
They feel
she
they're going to get some kind of trouble from you.
No, I'll just give them. I feel like I have this third ability, like this psychic ability. I could just feel her usage.
Oh, Lord. You never offend the callers.
I don't.
That's
she
rule
wasn't
number
offended.
One.
She was not offended. She was more offended at you because you didn't give her the satisfaction of her right
answer. He's not on the list.
But you could have put it on the list for her.
No, I can't put it on the list. The list is airtight.
It can't be airtight. It's subjective. Let her
We
have
got
moment.
A call coming in.
It's
now,
her.
Be nice. If you're rude, I'm going to have to censor you.
Okay. Congress.
Yeah, it's just like that East Palestine reporter. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Ulysses S. Grant.
No U.S. Grant, but that's a good guess.
And the Opera House from 1940.
Not 1940. Now, if for people just tuning in hour number one this morning, I said, when was the fire that burned down the Grand Opera House in Marion? Not 1940, but I'll give it to you if you're within 5 years. But 1940 is not within 5 years, but a good guess. Are you enjoying our guest today? Now, be honest.
It's kind of not my show, but yes, I'm listening today.
Oh, see, that's respectful because I'm an acquired taste. Like, I got an... Even my family wants to get rid of me, so I respect that.
Do you want me to calm him down?
Well,
would that help?
He is young, and I'm double his age.
Oh, no, you're not. I can tell you're 33 to 35 over that phone. Her voice isn't that old. I'll tell you that right now, Scott.
I will.
Let your stand up.
Well, I'm listening because I remember him on before a few years ago.
It changed her life, Scott.
Did you listen then?
Yes.
she said yes.
Not all the time, but him and his wife were on.
Yes, he and the wife were on.
Yeah, she really brought that show down. I'm sorry.
But you're one of my regulars, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you give us a year about with the presidents? There's so many of them.
I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll say they're both 20th. Well, that's not even true. They were both president after 1900. So don't go back to the 1800 presidents or that era.
Well, I don't remember the years, but Lyndon Johnson wasn't one, was it?
No, nobody's guessed Lyndon Johnson, but not Lyndon Johnson.
I didn't think it would be. Well, okay.
Thank you. See, when they listened to your show, they never came back. See, you had one of those Kelly Ripa shows.
No, you heard her wrong. It infected her so much.
Infected her is the term, right.
She came back the day that
it infected
I was,
her.
Yeah, infected her. Sorry about that.
Jeez.
But she remembered that show. That's
you heard what she said. I'm putting up with this today because I'm here. But you would not be her cup of tea.
But she thought, no, and I respect that. But just because we're different in age doesn't mean we're different in what we like all the time. So maybe I am a lot for a lot of people. Like, I get on your nerves. I can see. Like, the first hour, you were like, oh, hey. Now you're like, get this guy out of here.
Well, you know, 3 hours is a long time.
It is.
Yeah.
Imagine being in a car with me for 3 hours.
I wouldn't even dare.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be in a car with you for 3 minutes.
Why?
I thought you were going during one of the breaks to run over to the CVS and get the peep pop.
I can't. I don't know where that is.
It's too late. It's too late. We're in the last hour.
Are you going to have me back over here? I'll bring it next time.
Yeah, I'll break that down. You know what? We got to do some kind of big thing though, because you were like crash radio. Now we're not doing crash radio, but something where we can, you know, see if we can injure you.
Okay.
Not
like
today.
What?
We don't have anything today.
I was looking around for.
I don't know that there's anything today that we could do.
Lord,
but
listen, I was looking for you to beat me with like a fire extinguisher or something.
You know, there's. I'll tell you what there are, and I we're not going to do this because I feel it could end badly. But you know, somebody years ago left some Dunkaroos here.
Ooh, the like package.
No, the cereal. The cereal version of Dunkaroos, and I don't. You know, you could have some.
Like how many years ago? Because that's cream in
it. Talk for a second, and I'm going to go get the box.
Oh, man. Like, are you talking like a single...
Keep talking.
Because, so, if you don't know what Dunkaroos are, I think they used to come in vanilla and chocolate, but they're like a little cracker cereal thing. Oh, that's the actual cereal. He's got the family size. Does it have a date on it?
Don't move.
Scott, that's not even the current logo of the Dunkaroos.
Well, at least somebody opened the box.
I know they made cereal. You gotta make sure nothing's crawling in that.
Oh, this is good radio, folks. Don't change the dial.
That the back of this box says that was then and this is now.
Naturally and artificially vanilla flavored sweetened corn cereal, Dunkaroos.
But that's not what I'm saying.
I was born to be in advertising.
You were, but that's not the current logo of the product. That's a problem.
There's gotta be a family size.
Who eats Dunkaroo anything in a family size? You should.
Where's the expiration date on a box of cereal?
That's bad.
Here it is. About dropped it. This expired in March 21st, 2022. So just not even a year.
Yeah, but I just worry about the logo. That could be a different product in a different box because it's open.
Smells good.
You could say that about a lot of things.
It passed the smell test.
So what are we doing with this?
Well, we're not going to do it because right now, because we're not on video.
Okay.
This is a visual thing. But this is going to be a thing at some point. Now, you got to eat more than one, though.
Like a bowl?
Yeah, you got to eat a whole bowl.
Like with, you know what?
But if you get sick, I don't want any liability on this.
You're not going to, I'll sign whatever you want me to sign. Just like if you die in here, I'm not allowed to save you. That's weird, by the way.
No, it's not for me.
I can't sit here and watch you die.
You know, if Abby was here, we could do it, because she has one of the cameras. She could take her little phone out.
Where's Abby at?
I don't know. Abby, where are you? She listens.
She does?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying.
They just don't want to call in, because dealing with you is a little much. Trust me, on this end, it is.
I feel like I have...
Should he eat the Dunkaroos? What do you think, folks? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. Now, remember, these Dunkaroos only expired a year ago. Not even a year ago,
yeah,
you
but
wimp.
My immune system's compromised. I've had COVID 2.5 times.
These look good?
No.
They look delicious.
Have you ever had the other one, the Dunkaroos with the icing?
I've never had a Dunkaroo.
Like the kids that traffic, or the people that
I don't even know where this came from. Apparently they weren't good sellers because there's a clearance tag on the bottom.
No, Scott.
$2.29.
They've repackaged it. That's not even the right box. We don't know where that's from or what if
delicious Dunkaroos.
You're going to give me something that has something bad in it.
You know what? I always wanted to work because I was never worked in a fast food place. I always thought it'd be interesting to work the window. Why wouldn't those people just let me work the window for an hour and I could take
that? That'd be the hardest job.
I'd like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd want to do the, because I talk so much, my line would be long. That's the problem with the food truck, because I talk all the time. So.
I can't believe you didn't bring me a hot dog or whatever you have down there.
So if I would have said, Scott, here's a wiener from the Happy Wiener, go ahead and try it, put it in your mouth. You wouldn't have.
Well, you'd have to bring in some kind of safety, anti-contamination.
I would have sealed it.
Yeah. Do you have, like, logos and things?
Yeah, we do.
Do you have
stickers?
Swag?
Yeah, we do.
Do you do?
Yep.
You didn't bring anything today. What are you? When you come into somebody's house, you bring a gift.
I did bring a gift.
Nothing.
I did bring a gift.
What is that? What'd you bring?
You won't want to see it.
You're dressed all in black like you're going to a funeral.
I got a new tattoo and a new piercing, but...
Where is your... Happy whatever, what's the thing called? Happy Wiener?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's your shirt? You should be wearing that all the time.
Why would I wear that all the time?
Promoting the company.
I'm not always happy.
Presidents who were the toughest?
I don't know.
Number one's Reagan. Number two is Teddy Roosevelt. Number four is Nixon. Number five is Lincoln. Number seven is Washington. Who are the two that we do not have? Now, they've all been president after the year 1900. 740 703-883-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Trying to look it up.
What?
Oh! There's quite a few that people haven't said yet.
Two.
Presidential choices.
Just two. No, not Johnson.
Oh.
They just guessed Johnson.
Oh, well, I don't listen to
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The list of the toughest presidents, Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, Nixon, Lincoln, and Washington are the guesses we have. Two we don't have yet. Who are they? 740-383-9944. And should the Wheez have the Dunkaroo cereal from March of 2022?
I've had worse things in my mouth.
I bet you have. But this might actually clean it up.
What, the Dunkaroos?
What do you got going over there on your phone? You're constantly fiddling with your phone over there.
Because it keeps going off. It,
like, who? Who?
It
who?
Could be what work. It could be... It's just... Yeah.
You're one of those people when you go out to dinner and they're always in their
phone. No, I'm not that person. I won't do that.
That's horrible
etiquette. I know it is. I think it's horrible etiquette. Like, you see a family of, like, four or six, even if you don't like each other. Why go out to eat if you're going to stay on your phone? But people do it.
You know, I don't even know where this came from.
See, we can't... Just like going to the airport, if you don't... You're not going to take somebody else's luggage. There could be a rodent in there, Scott. It's still moving.
It looks like a happy cereal.
I'm sure it's good. You try it.
No, I don't think I will. But I think it'd be nice if we had some Peep Pop for you to wash it down with.
I don't know, man. That sounds sweet. I don't... You people... That's real?
Peep Pop. Peep Pepsi.
You know what? It'll sell like crazy, though. Because look at it. We're talking about it. We're probably both going to go buy it.
No, we're not. But that's okay.
I'll buy it for you.
Now, the question is... Well, we don't have a video here. It's a shame, because I would love to see you eat these Dunkaroos.
You know what? Next time I come in, I'll bring something.
Like what? A gift?
Yeah, I'll bring a gift that we can eat together.
No, we're not eating anything together. But I'm just... I don't know why you didn't bring any of your apparel.
I don't know. Do you want to... I have some for you.
Though, I don't actually. Want any, what, but I just want to see what it looks like.
You won't support the wiener?
No, I won't support the hot dog stand. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to give you two names, because I can't... I don't know what year these are anymore. President Wilson or Harrison?
No Wilson, no Harrison, but a good guess.
And then the opera, I'm going to guess 1930.
Not 1930, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. What year did the Grand Opera House burn down?
Grover Cleveland.
If you get within 5 years, I'll give it to you. Or tell me who the toughest president was.
1925.
Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, Nixon, Lincoln, Washington.
I don't know any others.
And should the Wheeze eat the Dunkaroos? I think it's a match made in heaven.
I don't eat cereal anyway, and I don't eat donuts.
You don't eat donuts?
No, since COVID, my taste is weird. Like, I can't eat, like, a lot of sugary and stuff like that. Isn't that weird?
Were you a big donut eater before?
I was.
Really?
Sugar, like, I had a sweet tooth, but now, I think it's COVID, but I don't know. Who knows?
Like, what kind of donuts did you eat?
Like, maple, cream-filled.
Oh, you like yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you get them at the store?
Yeah. Yeah,
not like a Dunkin'. Or a Tim Hortons.
No, it didn't have to be anything like that. I like some of, you know, better than others, but yeah, as long as it had...
Do you think Starbucks is a culture or a restaurant?
I don't... I used to think it was a culture, but it never died.
I don't think it ever will.
It won't, so now it's just a... Yeah, it's a restaurant.
They speak their whole language over there.
And I don't do that language. I don't
understand. Niente, grande...
Yeah.
Why?
You got to do 2% non-latte, like one of your kids' mittens. Like, it's just
why
bad.
Can't we just say large and small?
Because I don't think the definition of what those mean are even accurate anyways. Because a grande is large, and
venti?
Doesn't that mean, like... I don't know. You're going to ask me stuff I don't know.
Well, that's what they do at Starbucks, though, because you can't say small or large.
And then it's like $20 just to, and I don't understand that. Like,
and they have all, you can't just like get warm tea. It's got to be black or blue or sweetened,
yellow.
Or,
yep.
You know, sugar cane, or I mean, it's all just nonsense.
So, the toffee mocha. I used to go to Starbucks, get a white chocolate mocha, and put 6 additional shots of espresso in it, and that would put me to sleep, boy. It would. Yeah, it would knock me out. I don't know what
now,
that means.
I think donuts from Dunkin' are where it's at.
I don't think I've ever had a Dunkin' donut.
They're the most famous old company.
I don't know if I've ever had a... Actually, I've had their coffee, but I don't know if I've ever had a donut.
Now, do you remember Toys R Us?
Yep,
I sure
do. Did
you see where they came back in Macy's over the holiday season?
I
was at a Macy's, and there was a little Toys R Us corner.
Like a pop-up shop.
Now, do you remember the jingle? We did a morning here where we did jingles for businesses.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. A million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with. Yep, I got it.
You're very quiet when you did that. Do it a little louder and let's hear it.
All right.
Sing the whole song. Do you know the whole thing?
I don't think I know the
whole... Well, if you don't know the whole song, what's the point?
I don't know the whole song.
Well, give us the whole thing. Go ahead.
I'm a toy... Wait. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. A million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with, and then after that, I don't.
Well, I just did this. It's from bikes to trains to video games. It's the biggest toy store there is, and then I think you end with the line. That's the line you forgot.
So you want me to do the first part, and then you pick it up?
Well, there's only one line you forgot there.
What was it again?
From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is, and then at the end, I don't want to grow up, because if I did...
the melody of it, because then I'll turn it into a Christmas song. A million toys there is that I can play with. A million bikes,
Not a million bikes, what are you talking about?
I don't know, it makes me feel like a Christmas song.
From bikes to planes to video games.
From bikes to planes to video games.
It's the biggest toy store there is.
It's the biggest toy store, that doesn't go.
Well,
that's why they went out of business.
I wanted to get you a big thing for your food truck. No, I'm just saying we need to get a jingle going for that thing, and we need to get a good jingle from the past years of an out of business store.
Winner, and I don't want
Give us the Toys R Us song.
Do it all the way through this time.
Don't screw it up.
I can memorize the second part.
You're really blowing this show. Now, please go through and hit it all at once.
Do you know the old Kroger?
Kroger?
Yeah.
No, give it to me.
The Kroger jingle? Hold on. Let's go Kroger-y. Like, you didn't...
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you remembered that.
What? There's a whole bunch. You put me on the spot. I used to sing a whole bunch in the car.
Well, give another.
On the bus.
Go.
What's another one? Like, hold on. Don't... Say, start talking so I can sing in my head for a minute.
Start talking so I can sing.
Just like...
Wow.
Let some hot air come out.
Let's talk at the same time. Jeez, Louise. Just
1-800 Safe Auto.
No.
Pick up the phone.
No. Try some old. That's current.
What about the old Pizza Hut? 86. Wait, no, that's Jenny. 1-800. No, wait. I don't know, Scott. You didn't talk, so I could sing.
Well, you're in the hot dog business. Do the Oscar Mayer wiener.
I don't know that one. I've been in that car.
Yes, you do.
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do.
I'm the Oscar Mayer wiener. I'm the wiener that will fit in
bologna,
the car.
Bologna, everybody knows the bologna.
I don't know the bologna.
My bologna has a first name, blah, 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 blah.
Go ahead, Scott, sing this.
I don't know that song. Go ahead.
Okay, my bologna has a first name. Do you want me to give what I call mine?
No.
Oh, you mean the...
There went the last two listeners this morning. Jeez, Louise.
But I'm saying there's a lot of cool, so we need a catchy, like, hurt in a car, call K&R.
What?
That's not good,
catchy.
Yeah, it is.
No,
like,
it's not.
You know what I mean. Like,
Jim Ganahl wouldn't like it. All right. Now, here we go. The question is, you should know, ask the question.
Is this the presidential question?
Yeah.
All right, so we're doing a top 10 list?
No, top 7.
Top 7 of the toughest presidents, but we don't know what that's determined by, like if they physically fought somebody or if they're just tough on other countries. So we've got the first 4.
No, we got the first 5.
5.
We need 2.
All right, label off the first, ramble those guys off.
Ramble? Is that what I mean?
Yeah, just ramble these guys off.
Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, like Nixon, Lincoln, and Washington. Okay, back
who's
to you.
Who's left? Besides...
There's 46 presidents, and that's only 5.
Not
so
after the 1900s.
Yeah.
How many after that? You can only have a handful.
Really?
Yeah.
In 100 years, you can only have a handful?
Yeah, think about it, because they each get 2 terms, you only got a handful.
You're not good on President's Day, are you?
You got about 20 of them.
Who's the toughest U.S. president? Reagan 1, Teddy Roosevelt 2, Nixon 4, Lincoln 5, Washington 7.
Oh, who Bill are the Clinton.
Two? Did anybody guess that?
No.
Well, we haven't heard
He's on that list. Have her call back. He's on that list.
740-383-9944. And when did the Grand Opera House burn down here in Marion?
In the 50s.
You don't know anything.
In the 50s.
Why don't you know anything?
I do. Ask me stuff about what I'll know.
I asked you to sing the Toys R Us song, and you have yet to do it.
But you got to give me credit for the part I knew.
You know, I'm going to call up Ted Williams.
Well, he'll
He'd
sing
be
it.
A better guest than you.
Anybody would be a better... I tried...
Where's his
when
number?
When you emailed me, I said, can you get anybody else?
Where's his number?
And you said no, and I said okay.
Ramble over there for a second while I look for a better guest.
Ramble. Did I tell you to ramble? Or did I?
You did.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You would not...
I wasn't being disrespectful. I'm just... is my abbreviated word from just talk. Ramble.
You know, you would not like this lady, Opal Covey. Woo.
Oh, everybody. I have an Opal in my family.
She's a little different.
In what way?
You want to call Opal up?
Is she off?
Well.
Let's call her.
She ran for mayor of Toledo.
Hey, I was just up in Toledo. Wow.
Yeah, you want to go visit her?
Well, yeah, she's
okay,
like...
Okay, you'll go up there and tape an interview with Opal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay, let's get her on the phone.
Tough. Man, the crime's so weird up there, they'll make sounds on the court. Yeah, that's...
Now, just shut up for a second, because you'll offend her.
All right, just ramble to her and then introduce me.
And then, yeah, but just be quiet.
How old is she?
Oh, very. She's up in years. There we go. Now, shut up.
Okay, so don't talk to her?
No, I'll make the introduction.
Let her know I'm a little bit dirty.
Please.
Okay.
Well, this is riveting radio.
Hello.
Oh, Opal, hey, it's Scott at WGH Radio. How are you?
Well, things are going okay. You know, I've buried my sister, and that funeral and everything has just been... It's not been good.
Well, Opal, I'm actually calling you on the air right now. We got a message from you a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to return the call and see it. You said you had a message for our listening audience.
I can't think right now.
Oh,
well,
no problem.
For you, you know, I'll think and pray about it and give you another call. But right now, I'm living by myself, and things were really bad here. When I got out of the hospital, see, I was in the hospital last year for 42 days. My sister tried to kill me and her boyfriend.
Wait,
and,
you got to introduce
so
me.
So then,
I got questions.
Just a few months after she tried to take my life, God took her life. And I had a prepaid funeral. That's probably, you know, something that I was going to tell you or something. That, you know, they were... treating me
this
so badly
riveting.
And everything, and my house was tore up when I came home. You can't believe, and gave my dog away, killed my cats. They just like they let a bomb on my house.
Hey, Opal.
Hold on, you got to interject.
Hey, Opal. Hey, I have a question for you. We have a gentleman here who just came on. Let's say he's a staff member at this point, and he takes a lot of trips up to Toledo. Would you mind if he stopped by and he's a fan of yours and interviewed you while he was up there?
Well, I wouldn't mind, but I wouldn't want it today or
no, not today.
Tomorrow or anything, you know, maybe in a few days.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that, Opal. Well, I say hello. His name is Wheeze. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm coming out of a great thing that, horrible great thing that happened to me, and I'm slowly coming out of it.
Which part of that was great for you?
But it's the good Lord. If it wasn't the good Lord, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, none of it, besides your parents, the good Lord.
None of us would be here, but especially me. They put me up on a loft, sir. What's your name?
Well, my government name's Chad. Scott likes to call me Wheeze.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I would really be glad to, have you to come, but you have to give me some time and everything because I'm really in the middle. I'm still in the middle of trying to get everything straight because... they were trying to take my home away from me and put me in a nursing home, and
in the murder attempt,
they had already kidnapped my sister.
What about and they? Where's yeah, your, so they killed your cats?
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, so they killed your cats and took your dog?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. My well, I had two cats. When the ambulance came, God sent me an angel, and his name was Jeff. He was a.
Was Jeff the guy driving the ambulance? Just to be clear, is that
yeah?
Okay. Okay.
And I he called the EMS, and they had dumped stuff on my head called chloroform. You know anything about that?
No, I know the spray foam stuff. I don't know the chloroform, but I think that's poison, right? That's terrible.
They dumped poison. It was all made up because they were trying to get the payee away from me.
Oh,
and,
you know,
most every time it's money.
Yeah, and it's always money, yeah. When they do the chloroform, that's the money.
Yeah, oh,
my
yeah.
Experience.
You know about it. Well, anyway, my sister had coerced with him to do this to me. Because they tried to get the payee from me, and I wouldn't give it to them. And so the next thing they decided to do was kill me and take it.
How were they going to kill you? Do you know that method? Or
oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if it's easy to talk about or not. I'm just curious. Scott wanted to know.
Yeah. Well. But anyway, they dumped it on my head. And the next thing I know...
The chloroform.
Yeah, I thought there was a different way.
I went out, you know.
Yeah.
Lights out when you get the chloroform.
Yeah, that's serious.
Yeah, I hit the floor.
Yeah.
And I was naked. I just got out of the shower.
Yeah. So the chloroform, yeah, your naked body, like it's bad.
Done that, you know. And
you've been through a lot.
Next thing that I woke up to was I was 9 foot high in the air over my bathroom ceiling in on the loft with my belly down and saying, where am I?
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Opal.
And I looked down and I saw the commode and they had cut a hole in my bathroom roof. And stashed me up in there to die.
Because she's 9 foot. Her ceilings are 8 foot, so 9 foot she would be up in the ceiling so she could see down
yeah,
in that commode.
I was up in the ceiling, and I looked around, and I said,
yeah.
Where am I?
Hey, Opal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm sorry. We're running out of time here, but I do want to get you two together, you and Louise, so not today, not tomorrow, but sometime in the very near future, he's
yeah.
going to come up and visit with you, and then
that.
He can bring something back here for the citizens of Marion. And if you need any help, because I understand you're going through a very rough patch up there, if you need your lawn mowed or you need some fence post painted or anything, he'll be dishes done. He'll be glad to do that for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well,
I appreciate it. I didn't get any help when I came home. I just got everything bad. And then, of course, I think maybe this one thing I was trying to tell you, too, but it's going to be a very... every time, you know, that people get whiff of what happened to me, why, they say, how? This is terrible. I've never heard of it before. And then they... I went down to get my dog, and I'm still in the process of trying to get my dog back. The Humane Society came and picked my dog up while I was in the hospital, and they said they're going to give it back to me, keep it and give it back to me, and they never have.
Hey, Opal, we'll send Louise down to the Humane Society
yeah,
to check on the dog, see if he can take care of that.
I'll need to get some information on the pup and all of that, but, yeah, we'll do everything. And, you know, the other thing I was thinking, too, because I know that you mentioned that you live alone. Scott does, too, and that's something that we could revisit, you know, down the road. Like, if you guys need assistance with you, we could, you know, kind of
bring
you guys together.
Opal, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and we'll talk again soon. Call
yeah.
us anytime.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
And I'll be looking forward for your call to, you know, make a time.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But let it be, you know, just a few days, you know.
Opal, and you're a singer as well, right?
Yes, but I haven't practiced, and it's
well, I'm a masseuse as well, so I could...
Well, you'll practice.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
well, Opal,
yeah.
thank you for your time.
Would you come with him, or no?
Would I come? Oh, Opal, I'm kind of busy around this time. But
he would come with us.
I'll come sometime. Yeah, I'll be up there sometime, Opal.
Okay.
I'll make sure he comes.
Thank you, Opal.
Call me anytime.
God bless. Thank you, Opal.
Bless you, too.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Opal
Dude.
Covey. She ran for mayor of Toledo.
She didn't get that either, huh?
Imagine that.
Oh, man, yeah, that chloroform's rough. Where do you go out and just buy a big bucket of that? Is that like
Just
home?
Shut up. I mean, why are you being rude?
No, I'm just wondering. Like,
that's the type of guests we have on this show. That's why we're number one.
I just felt bad. I'd like to get to the bottom. I'd like to investigate it. Because I thought she said that her dog was taken by the people trying to kill her.
I like having her on. It's a morning off.
Yeah.
Just say hello and
let it
lean
go.
Back.
But I just had questions. That was my first time. I didn't know what I was getting into. So
I was going to try to call Ted here, but I cannot find the phone number.
Well, you're hyper-organized over there, so I can't imagine why.
I think I found it, mouthpiece. Jeez.
Go ahead and ramble. I'll dial.
Yeah, ramble for a while, and we'll see what happens.
I liked Opal, though. I thought she's a beautiful soul. You could feel that coming out of the call.
Could you?
She might have dementia.
Now, don't anger Ted.
I've never talked to Ted.
Well, then shut the heck up.
Did you almost cuss?
No.
You want to make a bet?
He might be sleeping. He's a late sleeper. I wanted to ask him about Dr. Phil because he was on the Dr. Phil show.
Oh, that's right. So he would know
what kind of shady behavior there was going on.
Yeah, there's got to be some in the green room, I think.
Well, we didn't get it. Well, Ted, hopefully he'll call back. Now, what do you think? By the way, callers, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Toughest president. Reagan was one, Teddy Roosevelt was two, Nixon was four, Lincoln was five, and Washington was seven. I'll tell you, that Opal Covey call, that'll be right on the highlight reel.
Will it?
Well, if you had guests like that, you'd still be on the air.
I think so. Like, that
God
changed
almighty.
My life. You know what, though? That's somebody that we need to take under our wing.
We'll go pick her up and bring her here and then take her home.
We'll have her live at the radio station.
No.
Yeah, she could, because
I said, can't.
We got to replace her cats. That's what we're going to do, Scott. We're going to, so if I go up there, let's take her two little kittens.
You're the wheeze. Live with her. Your wife won't care.
Yes, she will. I can't live with somebody named Opal in Toledo and still be married with kids in Grove City.
You could be the first man if she runs for mayor again.
She's not going to run. I wouldn't be called the first man. I'd be like the Duchess.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, whenever. You know, Florence Harding, the first lady here in Marion, was the Duchess.
See?
There you go. That's the entertainment value on this station. Guests like Opal Covey.
I thought she was great. I don't know where you're
going
with that.
That's the type of guest you want every day.
Every single day.
Because nobody's asked her every question. You couldn't.
You would learn, though, from her. There's a lot to be learned from Opal.
I'm sorry we waited so long to call her.
She's going to be a benchmark to the station.
A real regular here.
Yeah.
On your show.
Sure. She could be co-host. She could be the host.
I'll tell you what, you could really have a success on your hands if you had her on every week.
What would it be called?
Opal and Louise.
Yeah.
Because she would get top billing. She's run for a public office.
Yeah, so and she knows a lot about the law. And with her background, I'm sure she was able to fully prosecute her attempted murder.
Poor lady.
Yeah. Chloroform, seriously though, you probably get that on the dark web.
In any event.
Amazon.
Let's see here. What are we talking about?
I don't know, man. Like, listen, it's just been.
you're possibly going to run for mayor here of Marion.
I felt like I've done that before, tried to announce it. Nobody would have cared.
Well, no, but this time you might really have a shot because the candidates seem a little weak.
Yeah, but if I have to run up against an atheist.
Oh boy!
And
I would love that debate. Let's have the debate. I'll have it right here.
What do you mean atheist? Like, he just has questions about
the validity.
You don't
know what atheist means?
I do, but there's different levels.
Good Lord.
There's different levels of it, is all I'm saying. Like, he could still believe in a creator, higher power, or, and I'm assuming, is it a man?
Ask him that when he gets here.
All right, is he coming in?
Not today.
Oh.
We couldn't even get Abby today.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. No messages from her yet either.
See, I bring out the best in people.
You cleared us out today.
I did.
Aye, aye, aye. Well, no Ted.
But
nope.
We had Opal, man.
We did have Opal.
You know what? I would take her every day, Scott. Seriously. That's
well,
you.
I could help.
I mean, bless her heart.
And if we had a camera, we could have you eating the Dunkaroos from March of 2022.
Oh, you know what? Why don't we set it up to eat them out of your navel?
I think the Dunkaroos are going to be good.
Clearly, that's why they put dates on them. That has clearly been passed a long time ago.
I think Ted would handle you. You don't want to get... See, Ted will lay it down on you.
I need that, though. Like, you mean physically?
Yeah,
like,
but if you would try this stuff you think is funny with Ted, he'd knock you out. That'd be it for you.
See, I need a friend like that.
Well, you see, he's just, he's a broadcaster. You know, he's a broadcaster.
Yeah, and I'm clearly not.
No, I'm not even really sure what you are. You're kind of like a sidekick.
Maybe, like, because I've been told recently that by people, I don't know how much time we have, but, like, you can either tell, because I feel like I have a disability, because people have come to me and asked me if I have one. Can you tell if I have one by talking to me or just looking at me?
Both.
Okay, so I'm getting both now, too.
I think that you make a good co-host.
Yeah.
But left up to your own devices.
Yeah.
I think there's trouble.
Yeah, I'll steer us, like, so many different directions. So
right.
It's good that we're talking about doing that.
Like with Ted, he could really get you whipped into shape, let's say.
I need that, though, physically and mentally.
Yeah, well, I don't know if physically. He's not exactly Charles Atlas, but I think that he could come in and he would really straighten you out.
All right, that's what said.
If you would try some of this stuff with him, he'd just...
I think it'd go the opposite way. I think he'd fall in love with a guy like me and just really change who he is and see the world in a different way.
We'll hold on. We'll hold on to that. Oh, and your friend's also with our 600-pound friend.
Oh,
Mike McGinnis.
Mike McGinnis. Yeah, I went to high school with him, Harding.
Fascinating. We're going to have the reunion.
Keep the weight off. I don't
We're going to have that reunion.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
We shouldn't have something to eat.
We're going to have a reunion. We? Bring some food that day.
We'll
have the Dunkaroos.
Hey, man, we're going to have a lot of food, but it'll be expired. That won't matter. Is he still a bigger guy, or is he...
Don't be rude.
I'm not being rude,
I thought
man.
This was your friend.
He is my friend.
God almighty.
Just let me know. What am I walking into here?
What are you playing with that cord for? You are such a fidgeter. You make me nervous. You make coffee jumpy.
I know. I can't help it.
God.
Are you throwing me out?
In any event...
Thanks for showing up, Abby. Appreciate it. Nice meeting you.
That's a great visit we've had with Abby today. 57 minutes past the hour. Any more guesses on this trivia question?
I think
who were the toughest presidents? Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, Nixon, Lincoln, Washington, and two more. What do you got? 740-383-9944.
He was hard on Monica.
Who?
Clinton.
In any event, will you be back?
That's up to you.
Well, it took you so long to get here. I don't really...
It only took me like an hour and 9 minutes.
At this rate of doing
shows...
Oh,
you in general.
It'll take, you know, every 4 years doing a show. I don't know if we'll have a success rate.
If we're going to do an annual show.
Yeah.
No, I'd love to come back. What do you have in mind?
Well, we already discussed it, I think.
So, okay.
But I don't know if you... You're kind of flighty.
I am, but that's... Hold me to it on the... Are we committing right now?
Well, sure. Why not?
I think so, too.
And Fridays. Then... We can call people. You and Opal should be guest number one, show number one.
That's right. Maybe live?
Well, that was live. What do you think this is, tape?
On site.
Well, you're going to call in from up there.
Maybe.
You're going to go over to Opal's house.
I don't know. I feel like there needs to be some prep. Like, you know how you go out of the country and need some shots?
I think
I need some shots before I go to Opal.
I think that will be a real hoot nanny, you and her up there. You can sing the Toys R Us song. She's a singer.
I think we'll be singing, but I don't know. Like, I envision, I know what the smell will be, the visual, like, I think it'll be perfect.
Sing the Toys R Us song.
I don't know the last part. You're sitting, pick a different song and I'll sing it.
I don't know what you know.
What do you know? If you're in the car singing, what do you hum and sing to?
Like, well, it just depends.
Like Broadway?
Yeah, Broadway. That's why I got a lot of Broadway going on in the car.
Like Nathan Lane's greatest hits.
It's a regular...
Are you a rock and roll guy?
Lane is there in the car.
Oh, Lion King. Listen.
Jeez.
Well,
that was rude. If you did that with Ted, he would reach across the table.
Why was that
and
rude?
He'd pop your head.
It's
he'd
rude
pop
not answer-
your head. He'd pop your head.
It's rude not answering the question.
One time I want you to just say something like that in Ted's direction.
All right.
And you'll never be on any show ever again.
Pretend Ted's sitting right next to
me. Oh, he'd clear you out.
All right,
you'd
Ted,
be on the floor.
You listen to Broadway.
Bam. That's how quick it would happen. It'd be him hitting you and you hitting the floor. That'd be it.
No, I think we'll get along better than what... I think it'll turn into like a serious thing.
Now, in any event, what song can you sing to wipe us out today?
Like, you could do it, put your back into it. I know Happy Birthday.
Nope.
I don't know. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
A jingle.
Oh, a jingle? Okay, a jingle. Would be a good jingle. Give me a product.
We've done this already. You don't know the answers.
Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos.
We'll give you the poos, but if you eat them expired,
wrong.
You sing a jingle, and then I'll come in.
I don't know any jingles. That's why I'm hoping you'll come in here with a jingle.
What's that one? Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. I don't know any jingles.
Well, was it good to be back?
Yeah, it felt good.
4 years in exile, and...
Yep.
Back here for another run. Who would have thunk that?
I don't know. Us?
Well, I mean, Maybe you did. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it was a fun morning, and we thank everybody for tuning in this morning.
So I'll be back next
week. And then everybody who tuned out as well.
Everybody.
Well, you got to bring... Do you know anybody in Columbus? I mean, do you know, like, somebody we can bring and it's going to be good?
Yeah.
No family members.
No family. Yep.
Who do you got?
Can it just be a surprise?
No.
My neighbor.
No.
My cross-the-street person.
Opal.
Yeah, that's. I thought that's who we were going to go with.
Well, you got to get her on the phone.
Okay.
You don't have her number.
Well, you do.
Yeah, but I'm not giving it to you.
How am I going to find Opal? I'm sure she's, like, popping up
hot. She's very popular. She's very popular in Toledo.
All right. I know Toledo, so I'll go up there.
Bring something next time, you know, like a swag from your little truck or...
Okay, I'll bring you some merch.
Yeah, merch.
You want some merch?
What do you got?
We've got shirts.
No.
Hats.
No.
Condoms.
No.
Shorts.
No. What do you, don't you have anything like a mug?
Oh, yeah, I could do that for
I'll
you.
I'll take a mug.
You don't want any apparel that you could wear out while...
A mug.
Do you still walk at night?
Yes, I do. You remembered that from
all those years ago. I don't know why I remember
it. I still do that, yes. Well, you got to stay healthy.
Yeah, you do.
Because I want to be here.
Do you walk alone?
Yeah, most of the time. What do you do for exercise?
Nothing.
There you go. Well, we're out of time.
Dang it.
This 3 hours blew right by.
I've heard that before.
As always. And we're going to be back next week, possibly with the Wheeze, and maybe some giveaways.
Cool.
Maybe a guest.
Really?
And you and Opal. Soon to be...
That's a marriage made in heaven.
Oh, it's a marriage. You know, the love is in the air just a few days after Valentine's Day. Scott Spears for the Wheeze, heading for the dugout.
7.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495.